from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I wanted to answer your absolute just ridiculous accusation,
right?
That Steve Kerr did not, and we hear this a lot, right? You sort of said he's not good for young players. I really think this is a circumstantial argument. I hear you. I get it. It definitely was wonky for Jonathan Kuminga to have to go to Shams' Twitter and be like, that's it, we've lost faith in Steve Kerr. And the next day, Steve's like, I think we're going to play Jonathan Kuminga for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we've had a change of heart.
That's wonky. I'm not going to wiggle out of that. You're right. That's wonky. But here's what I would say.
Anthony Lamb getting minutes. Do you remember Lamb?
I do, but there's 2 points to make here.
I raise you a Ty Jerome getting minutes.
Anthony Lamb rode by us on a bike when we were walking down the Embarcadero to a Giants game one time that year. And it was startling. I'm like, Gabe Kapler's the only Bay Area sports person that's allowed to just ride up and down Embarcadero, Anthony. Anyway.
What did you yell at him? You're a two-way player!
I said, you keep keeping Kuminga down, Anthony! Way to go! No, I didn't say anything. I'm not yelling at Anthony Lamb as he rides by on a bike. Here's what I'd say. There's two things that I think are very important to why this argument gets a little out of pocket. Number one, Jonathan Kuminga bears some of the responsibility. He does. And I know he's a young player, but the example I love to use in the playoffs against Sacramento when he got yanked and never put back in the series, Jonathan, if you don't want to rebound, I'm sorry, that's on you. I don't care how old you are.
To me, you don't play 82 games, brother, and yank a guy. I'll say this. Steve Kerr, in my mind, and I love Steve. If he was sitting here, I would tell him I love him. But what happened in the play-in game?
What happened in the play-in game?
Trace Jackson Davis had a bad first quarter and got benched. Well, that's what happened in the playoff game.
Dude, they're going to get boat raced that night no matter what they do.
Okay, fine. But, I mean, boat raced. I mean, they were favored to beat Sacramento in Sacramento.
Wait a minute. Like,
weren't they?
There are Giants legends who got yanked in the playoffs, never to be seen again. Pablo Sandoval, Tim Lincecum. Like, I don't care who you are. Your leash in the playoffs is short. Go perform or get on the bench.
But, I mean, it was so predictable that, you know, that one of the young players was going to have a anxious moment or two in the highest pressure game of the year. And would Steve stay with him or would he not? And he didn't. And he should have. I'm not saying they would have won the game. I'm just saying, why wouldn't you, even if you were going to lose that game, I want Trace Jackson Davis playing in that game for his development. You can't say, I just watched the Warriors play the Kings last night. I could have swore I heard Kevin Dana or Saint or whoever was on the broadcast say,
brain dance!
Sorry, go ahead.
I could have swore I saw those guys reference or heard somebody reference, hey, you know what? This is great for Trace Jackson Davis because he needs to be on the floor in the closing minutes of these games so he can look. Bingo. So why are you yanking him in the play-in game? Dude,
because it's a do-or-die game. There's no time.
Part of your future.
Yeah, we're not doing.
It's just number 9,000 of Steve Kerr's not necessarily giving the young guys any real rope or any real. He doesn't give them a wide berth.
I hear you, but here's the big point. This to me is the rub over the last 3 years with these young players that I think is unfair. I'm not going to say that you don't have a point, but you're leaving a very big one out. I'm sorry. You cannot come down Steve Kerr's road and say you won't develop young people while you're literally in the midst of winning a championship. You're literally in the midst of winning a title. There is no time for...
That was 3 years ago.
No, it was three seasons ago. Yeah. It was 2 years ago. And the following year, which was the year where the Kuminga thing really started to boogie, they made game six of the second round. Whether it was a real shot at a title or not, they were the sixth seed. Doesn't matter.
Jackson Davis was better than Looney from the opening tip last year. It took him a month and a half before he got in the lineup.
Again, is there some wonkiness to how last year happened? I will not argue against that.
I love that. Just wonky. Wonkiness.
It's wonky. Yeah, it's wobbly.
What is that?
It means,
how do I counter wonkiness?
It means, it was not the cleanest.
It's a great question.
The cleanest thing. It was not perfectly handled. I bet he'd be the first to tell you that. But there's too many people that look at Steve Kerr, because Kuminga's career now has been 3 years. Moody, 3 years. When we look at this, too often you want them to win all the time, but also make sure that these 19-year-olds are getting a bunch of minutes so that they're ready for God knows what 4 or 5 years down the road.
He just had two standards. He had one standard for Steph and Clay and Draymond and the guys who had won rings.
And
he had totally different standards for these young guys. And they let Clay Thompson shoot them out of the, Trayce Jackson-Davis had a bad quarter. Klay Thompson shot them out of the freaking game.
And that's Klay Thompson. They've earned that. And if you're trying to win in the playoffs, you're going to give a little rope to the Hall of Famers who've done it before. And if you lose with your best pitch, you lose. But if Trayce Jackson-Davis, or my original example, will go to the year before, like Jonathan Kuminga, I hated it when people are like, well, he's 20. What, a 20-year-old doesn't know you're supposed to go get the ball when it bounces off the rim? My 10-year-old knows that.
It's Kerr's job and the coach's job. They got like 19 freaking coaches. Pull one of your 19 coaches aside and tell them what you expect out of them.
Coaching. Know that they didn't?
Well, I'm just saying, they didn't get the results. I'm just saying the results, but they didn't go with them for very long. Mm. Yanking a guy out and yanking him out of, they yanked his sheets and buried him on the bench. They did exactly what you don't want to do.
Yeah, they waited
until the key moment. They gave him one shot at it. As soon as he didn't do exactly what they wanted, banished to the bench.
There's no way that's true.
It's what happened.
That's what you could see. And that's always been my point. It's the same point what I made for months about Trey Lance. And you believe me, Dr. Purdy, you should know this, that Trey Lance, the fans are sitting here going, oh, we've only seen like 12 passes. Why aren't you putting them in there? Because we're watching and doing all kinds of other stuff behind the scenes that's not working.
Yeah, but see,
there's
only one starting quarterback. You can't start Purdy but you could start Kuminga and anybody.
This for any player. There's all kinds of stuff they're doing and asking and working on. Like, I always laugh when people say that about coaches. It's like, oh, they don't want this young player to develop. There's literally no one on planet Earth that wants them to develop more. No one. The coach is directly tied. Thank God for Purdy. Kyle might have gotten fired because of Trey Lance.
All I'm saying is that in this big game last year against Sacramento, since Trayce Jackson-Davis is a big part of your future, you pull him out of the game and you tell him, hey, you know what? We didn't like this or we didn't like that. But you don't You don't sit them on the bench the rest of the game.
I mean,
they were down by tons in the second half. They easily could have put them back in there. Those would have been valuable minutes. I think if you asked Steve Kerr today if he had to do it again, he would absolutely have played Trace Jackson Davis in the second half of that game. And he would have developed him a little
bit. Maybe he would, but you've used the word development three times talking about the playing game. That's the last thing I'm thinking about in that game.
Because that was essentially a playoff game. That was the only playoff game that you had, and that's a different level than regular season, which is a different level than preseason. So I'm just saying you had an opportunity to develop. I'm just saying I like Kerr. I think Kerr's great at keeping the group together. I think in the NBA, there's teams that lose because they're bad and are not good enough, but there's teams that lose with plenty of talent because they just fall apart. They don't stay together. He keeps the group together. He showed that a couple years ago when they won the title. Were they the best team in the league that year? I don't know. Probably not. But you know what? They stayed together while other teams fractured. All I'm saying is, to me, the downside of Kerr is that he cared too much this year about Klay Thompson's feelings and not enough about Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody's development.
I care also
about Klay's feelings, but not as much as Steve does.
That's a fair take last year. What I've said about that larger subject for the entire year was I didn't see how Steve wasn't going to step in doo-doo at least once a week. The situation that played out in front of Steve Kerr, where you didn't even know who your second best player was most nights, you seemingly needed to predict who was going to be hot before they got hot. If Moody hit two shots, everyone's like, you're an idiot for not putting him in earlier. Well, how the hell was I supposed to know his shot was going to go in tonight? The very next night, it doesn't go in. Klay's hot. Now Kuminga's hot. Now this guy's hot. Like, you had a situation, and of course, why would you not, if the biggest criticism you can have of Steve Kerr is he's stuck with three franchise icons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
2 months too long.
2 years too long.
Come on. How?
They won the title 3 years ago.
Well, you keep saying three. Two full seasons ago.
There's two other champions. They were the title winner three times.
But literally 2 seasons ago, which is like a calendar year plus a month or two ago.
Right.
They thought they were still at least fringe contenders. They made it to game six of the second round. And Klay was awful in that series. But what are you going to do in that moment? You're like, we're going to just toss everything that's built a decade of Warrior basketball out right now and start developing people against the Lakers because it's game five and he's cold?
I think you got to develop players all season long as you go. And I just, I personally think Moses Moody's development has not been as rapid as it needs to be.
Not ideal. And he's been on this show and said he messed that up at times.
Yeah. I mean, part of its roster construction. I mean, 2 years ago, they had five guys on opening night that were 22 or younger. I mean, it's hard to win in the NBA when you have five guys in your roster that are 22 or younger. I mean, my overarching point is that it's about personnel and it's not really about Steve, because I really believe that. It's a players' league, right? It's a players' league. You win when you have the players. You don't win when you don't have the players. The Warriors only have Wiggins in the prime of their career. Everybody else is too old or too young. So it's not shocking to me that they're not, that they weren't a title contender this year. That's the issue. It doesn't matter if you're talking about baseball, football, basketball, hockey. It doesn't matter. You win when you have a big core, a big part of your core in the prime of their career. And that the Warriors don't have that right now. No, they just don't have that.
Of course.
And that's to me, that's the only way they're going to even get close to giving Steph a chance, is if they somehow can get two or three more players that are more in their prime, that are healthy and playing effective basketball. And that's hard to do.
Of course it is. I mean, look, the reality that everyone, this whole city seems to be batting back and forth, like, are you all in still on the remainder of Steph's career, or is it time to start thinking the future? You want the cold, harsh truth? You're probably not going to win a title either way. Anytime soon.
Ever?
No, I mean, like, if it right now, if you
yeah,
asked,
you're probably right.
If you asked a Vegas odds maker to come in here and go, give me the chance, if I could have all the next 5 years, do the Warriors win a title? What do you think the favorite answer is? Yes or no?
No,
like big favorite,
right?
And that's true for most teams who don't have like Tatum and Brown or Jokic and Murray in their primes.
Well, here's
the
question.
It's going to be really hard to beat those teams the same way the Warriors didn't win every year for 7 years, but they won most. And when they didn't win, it was really hard to beat them because they had the core that was all 28 years old.
Yeah. Well, here's the question I would have. What do you think? And I don't know the answer to this, and this is why I'm asking this. Is Joe Lacob about, what's he more about? Is he more about paying off that arena, or is he more about getting Steph one more ring? Because if you do the kind of move that we're talking about, this Markkanen trade, whether it includes Kuminga or not, I think what it absolutely is going to include are four number ones.
All your picks. I mean, maybe two number ones and two pick swaps.
Okay, possibly, but that could be four number ones. It's going to involve, I would say, minimum, my guess would be three number ones. I think they want five. But then you're talking about three number ones. That's a lot. And some young players going back. So you may empty the cupboard and have no assets. So 2 years from now, you make this trade. Let's say you don't win a title, but now you have no assets.
Yeah.
And you have this opulent arena, and it costs $58 to buy three tall beers. And that's going to be a hard arena to pack if the team is winning 22 games.
Right, but it's going to be a hard arena to pack if you just like, okay, let's let Steph Curry walk in 2 years, or do a sign and trade, or even trade him early. Like they suggest to trade him and fill up a bunch of picks, and now we've got picks, and great. Now who's going to the arena for that?
I get that's the question. I mean, maybe the audience can answer that question. Do you want to go to the arena if I tell you there's no more titles for the Warriors? Do you want to go to the arena and watch Steph and Draymond play out their career? Or do you want to see Joe pull Bill Walsh and move those guys for assets and try to accelerate whatever rebuild that you can put together? Do you want them to accelerate the rebuild and move off of those championship players, or go to the finish line with those players?
Well,
I guarantee you, neither one's going to result in a title.
What if we even adjusted the question a little bit, since we've talked so much today about Jonathan Kuminga? Because I firmly believe that buildings fill up because of individual players.
Look,
Giants fans have been begging for, like, who's the player? Who's the player?
Winning helps.
But we want a player. We want to buy a jersey. Okay, fine. Jonathan Kuminga able to fill up the building?
I think he is a...
No Steph.
I don't know, fill the building, but
no Steph and a 25-year-old Jonathan Kuminga. Does that fill the building?
I think he's entertaining enough to be
okay.
To be an attraction. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would say he does not fill the building.
Yeah, I would agree.
Think he's an attraction.
Sure.
And if you move,
he's a liked player. Let's say
you move him and Moody and all these picks. Now Markkanen's 31. Steph's gone. What are you doing then?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You got 5 years of acquisitions that we don't know around
him. And that's a great question.
Thank you. I'll tell you
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.